Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Gillette Riders roughed their way through opening day of 2023 last night as they went to Lackey Stadium to start the season against Spearfish post 164 in one nine-inning game. The Riders started off the game strong by scoring 7 runs in the bottom of the first alone, with the first runs of the season for Gillette coming off a 2-run homer by Dominic Hecker in just the second at-bat of the year for the Riders. Gillette would go on to score 3 runs in the second, 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and 1 in the fifth and sixth as the Riders would hold on for the opening day win over Spearfish 15-7. The Riders would have 18 hits in the game and would take advantage of getting on base 13 times due to walks. Riders head coach Nate Perleberg was so excited to get back on the diamond and see all the runs the team was able to score that set the tone for the rest of the game.
It was awesome to get out here, and these guys have worked so hard, you know, in the off season, and pick up right where we left off last year and come out and score the 7th spot early was really exciting to see. And thought we really set the tone there in the first with Keaton's at bat to start the year with the hit. Dom goes home run, and just really, really aggressive approaches early. Love to see that, and you know, a lot of good things tonight.
The Riders will need to have a short memory as they will play again tonight at Lackey Stadium in a doubleheader against the Sturgis post 33 Titans. Game 1 will begin at 5 and Game 2 at 7:30. We will have all the action for you tonight on 93.3 The Legend. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.